This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula, Figgy Fig hanging out with you. I think that might have been the first time I actually called myself Reggie Atatula. But yeah, still appreciate you hanging out with us. Much appreciation to Brian Ching. Off of the microphone, Oscar Boniek-Garcia, which was fun for me because mm-hmm. the dude who like just absolutely got a chance to love his game playing for the Dynamo. And just to be fully transparent, because that's the type of show that I think we want to run here, I said at the end of that segment that I was going to talk Brian Ching's ear off about mm-hmm. the Dynamo, and then I got scared. I got scared. I did not ask him.
That's Brian effing Ching.
I didn't ask him a question. I was like, I watched you win championships, dog. Like, no, the MLS Cups, for real. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to these Astros, because there was another loss yesterday when it comes to, on the field at least, when it comes to runs, 5-1 loss against the Brewers, which was a little disconcerting because you, John Lopez, hyped me up that this was, oh, no, it's cool. They're going up against some easier challenges here. Yeah. Like, they're going to be able to. No, they got another loss. But more importantly, before the game got going, we found out that, and actually, right about three. Mm-hmm. So just about an hour after we got off the air, we found out that Yordan Alvarez was going to the IL with a hand injury. And I imagine that that's part of this. That's a large part of this, because it's possible that we are watching the one thing that can unravel the Astros right before our eyes.
Yeah, look, I did reserve the right to change my mind. Remember that part?
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember
that at all.
So it's more of a question. Are we watching the one thing that can unravel our Astros hopes? Because, like, the two players that are just non-negotiables, to me anyway, and we get Jeremy Peña, you know, is having a good start and, you know, is a proven player in the postseason. But the two players that are kind of non-negotiable are Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
Well, Yordan is now on the IL. And, you know, we saw it.
Can I add, retroactive to the third? So, I mean, it's probably about a week.
May 13th is the earliest he can come off.
Yes.
Yeah, May 13th is the earliest he can come off. So what we're seeing, and we saw it yesterday live and in living color, was some of the issues that might pop up. And specifically, that's runners in scoring position, clutch hits. Remember, you know, I speculated yesterday when we were talking about Yordan that he had a hand issue. We didn't know he was going to go on the IL at the time.
I mean, he had missed a couple games back to back.
Right. That maybe that's something that has been there all along. You know, maybe it's something that has sort of lingered and affected his batting average, his .210 batting average, and his 18 RBI in 29 games, et cetera. Well, I'm pretty much convinced that that has been the case, that it's been there all along. And here's the problem. Who was the guy that said, yeah, it's the same ankle, but it's in a different place? Remember, was it? Who was that?
I don't remember which of
it was a Raven, I think. Was it the Ravens? Anyway, we were laughing about it. Like, it's the same ankle. You know, but so the swelling is in a different place. It's still the same ankle. Well, guess what Joe Espada said yesterday? It's the same hand that put him on the IL last year, but he said the inflammation is just in a different place. That ain't great.
No,
that ain't great.
It doesn't feel great. Yeah. And I think when it comes to the more immediate portion of this, mm-hmm. like the idea of this being the thing that unravels the Astros kind of feels silly, because those guys haven't been incredible either. Like, they've been the best. Well, not they. Yeah. Altuve has been one of the better of the guys who have been doing things. outside of, I mean, like Jake Meyers getting out here with 4-4 four and, you know, a couple of homers and all that. But like, no, I mean, it's been Jose Altuve, but even to his own standards, he has not been all that great. And the whole team has just lacked hitting, especially slugging, right? Like even in instances where they get some hits, it's singles, it's, you know, maybe a rare double here or there. Like it has not been nearly enough offense there. But I think in the long term, and I think that might be what you're getting at when we start talking about windows, hell, we were just talking about the Rockets window, and we will circle back around to that conversation. But like when you talk about windows, that's kind of been this season feels like a sub kind of conversation to that larger thing about the windows. And if you find out that, you know, Yordan Alvarez is dealing with something that's going to be chronic or that's going to consistently, you know, nag at him, that's going to be a potential window closing type thing, especially as you've taken away the light. Like this is where you can go back to the offseason and go, ooh, might not have been the right decision to not really be aggressive in retaining Alex Bregman. Might not have been the right decision. Well, I still feel like I'd be comfortable with the idea of the Kyle Tucker trade, especially because of what it feels like we know about the lack of ability that it feels like they would have to sign him on the backside of it. But losing those high-end talents that can float you in some instances, that can be the tent poles that you then rest your team upon, you have fewer of them now. And the guys who are supposed to be that, Altuve, Alvarez, it feels like, especially Yordan, it's possible that breaking down is happening. That's the type of thing that could really shut that
way. Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, like, it might have lingered all year long. It might be something that has lingered all season long thus far. And he's a non-negotiable. Like, you have to have the big fella in clutch situations. Yesterday, 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. Obviously, Yordan was not there.
And that's not just yesterday. That's all season long.
Bro. Well, it's funny you say that because, they've in 20 of their 34 games so far, they've scored 3 or fewer runs. That's kind of the thing where you go, okay, got to get Yordan back, get well soon, Yordan. And some of these other guys, especially, you know, Paredes and Walker have to step up because you're down to one guy that you feel like, okay, he can be our clutch guy, and that's Altuve. So you have to get Yordan back and get more out of the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, but that's been where you are, and that's the thing that's kind of frustrating, or I don't know if it's encouraging or what have you, right, is that I look at this particular injury, and maybe that's the thing that's scary, is I looked at that injury, and I was like, Yordan's not there, and I was like, okay, like, this might actually be good rather than bad, right? And that's something that I definitely don't want to be in that place. Like, I don't want to be in that space where, you're in dangerous territory if you're ever feeling like, I might be better, even if it's for a week without Yordan Alvarez in my lineup. Like that is not a good place to be in, and that's where you are because of how poor he's been. But yeah, that's the type of thing that I think could really end up pulling you down.
Yeah, and he has to get back to his old self. That's the big point here. You know, those two guys are non-negotiable if you're going to make any kind of run at all. You know, yesterday was a perfect example. They were only down 3-0 in the sixth inning. That was a very doable type game. You know, you could make some hay in that game. Bases loaded with one out, and Zach DiCenzo and Jake Meyers come up, and there goes the rally. So in other situations, if you had had a Yordan healthy or get something out of Walker and Paredes, then all of a sudden, you know, you're back in maybe in that game, maybe win that game.
Are you getting to a place where, here's the thing, like, I don't think you're going to be the type of team that you want to be if you don't have more than just the couple of guys that we're talking about here hitting in a way that's substantial and also hitting in a timely way. Are you starting to get to a place where you're worried about if this is just what the Astros are offensively? Because that was one of the concerns. And I know for me personally, I will talk about it for myself and not speak for others. I felt confident that you would have Isak Paredes and you would have Christian Walker come in and they would be able to give you make up a decent amount of what you were losing offensively with the changes that you made. And it's getting to a place where I'm looking at it like this might be kind of what you are, especially with the way in which you've had an across-the-board downturn offensively to the point where we just got a text in, fire Cintron, all right, Alex Cintron. the worst situation to be in as a hitting coach is when people talking about you, right? Because at that point, I feel like it's a bad thing. I don't even know how often people go, man, they're hitting so well. Who's that hitting coach? Who's that again? Why are they? Like, I don't even know how often that happens.
Hire that man.
Yeah, people pop up when they stop hitting for you. But, man, I just... Are you in that place? Because I think I do have some concern. It's starting to creep in.
I think I'm trending toward that place because you have to get, as we've been talking about, you have to get Yordan back and you have to get more out of those guys. This offense right now, 34 games is not a small sample size. It's early. Everybody say it together, all right?
But the damn bell.
but it's not that early And you know, last year they really started their run kind of the very last of May and the first of June is when they kind of started turning things around. Well, those dates are creeping up on us as well.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, this is what they are. And especially if you don't get these guys healthy. And then the other aspect here, the other big thing, their pitching has been so good.
Right.
Their pitching has deserved better. You know, bullpen, you're getting McCullers back, the starters. I know it was kind of a battling type game from Blanco yesterday. He gave up more hits or as many hits as he's ever given up as an Astro, I think 7 hits. But by and large, starting pitching has been there. Bullpen has definitely been there. Hader has gotten his saves. And you're still, you know, scoring less than 3 runs in 20 out of 34 games. That's the scary part.
Yeah, right. It feels like you're becoming the Mariners, and I don't like that.
Oh, God.
Which, speaking of, Mariners
the A's got the win.
Yeah, the Mariners lost yesterday. So the A's are a game out of the AL.
Mariners and A's, baby.
What world are we living in?
Man.
Where do we live in that it's the Mariners and the A's at the top of the AL West?
Yeah.
It is still early, but yeah, we have to see what that looks like as Yordan Alvarez out for at least another week. We're dealing with that kind of hand injury, and it's I would be lying if I told you that the darkness wasn't creeping in on me right now, baseball wise.
The
darkness. Yes, that is where I am. If you can't tell by the way that I'm wearing my hair today.
That was a wild moment we had earlier. I'll tell you about that later, Figgy.
It's not that wild. Uh-oh. I think you're hyping it up.
It looked like an awning.
His
hair looked like an awning.
We'll see that.
The bun down, it was just like whoop.
See the Astros in action today on the road. And that's another thing. They've been bad on the road.
Yes.
They've been bad.
Yeah.
We'll see what that looks like once more tonight. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by the Celtics, missing shots and continuing to take them. 45 missed threes, most in a playoff game in NBA history. They were hard-headed. And to that end, what are the things in your life that you are hard-headed about? 713-572-4610. We'll bang on John next.
Yeah, I did text the family, and my phone is buzzing like crazy, so I think they have some answers.